March 21, 2024. This is session 1218, coming to you through the Omega Communications Portal. I am Lani, and I welcome you again into this space where we gather, as if initially you come into my personal meeting space. And as you do that, of course, you leave stress, you relax your body, you leave matters of the world behind you, and you enter a clear space. Perhaps it's like going into crystal clear ocean or lake water. Perhaps it's going into a native bush area. It's the same thing, connecting into the energy consciousness field that is the natural life, the natural energy space. Now, focus on your breathing, and as you close your eyes, move easily into the receiving area of the station of light. This is a great place to gather, and this is a place where you remember many of the earlier sessions. It's a place where you can draw upon the higher energy field very easily. And it also prepares us all to receive an expanded field and viewpoint of everything. So this is where we begin today. I am known as Orem, and I am with you here. And surrounding all of us is the energy field of that group of conscious beings, often referred to in your languages as the Council of Light. And this is an additional presence around you in this energy space. It is a time to remember that there have been opportunities over many civilization existences to reconnect back to the original source pattern for everything. And each time, it seems, there has been misinformation or distortions of that original pattern. This is why the Council of Light beings are present here to reinforce the energy pattern you've been connecting with as you connect with the original source, the prime source of creation. And they are here reinforcing that. And as you assemble here, their energy embraces you in the field of energy. And this is awakening and enlivening the pure aspects of creation, the coding systems. So initially, the soul, as it separated from the original source pattern, was designed to bring in the original source pattern and create the energy field and the energy structure that Earth planetoid is known as and exhibits and expands into. And as various misinformation and distortions overlaid the original pattern, it became denser and denser. Well, now there is the increased light frequency happening because there has been an expansion and an opening within the energy matrix field that is releasing much of the distorted energy. And this enables the clearer explanations, the higher field energy to come in to be more easily accepted by the ones on Earth. So everybody is exposed to the higher field energy. There are many who limited in their understanding and allowance of themselves to understand a greater field of consciousness. Therefore, all that is given to you in the current time, the current experience of being together, is allowing your individuality, your individual world, to be fully receiving source code. And this is beyond all that, well, most of which you have been taught and understood. So even saying that, we are aware that is a limitation upon you. And we are here helping you to expand beyond those limitations, to embrace fully the vitality of source creation. This prepares you in a greater way to experience the wider field communication with many of the other aspects of your soul. And when you go into a certain sphere of understanding the aspects of the soul, there is interconnectedness with all other soul energy fields. You naturally go through your life selecting people, individual ones, with whom you feel a synchronicity or a familiarity. And likewise, in the multidimensional field, there are similarity experiences of different aspects coming together in many different ways. This has often been interpreted and described as other lifetimes, past lifetimes, and connections you have had. In a sense, it is all one connection in an expanded field of cosmic experience of life. So we have described this greater, broader field within the consciousness of all existence. And as part of that, you are able to draw upon significant energy fields or beams, or you might say inspirational patterns, that will be, in a sense, fulfilling you and expanding your field of creativity, expanding your field and presence as you present it all and you present yourself as this cosmic being into the reality around you. And this you are changing. So this has, again, expanded the information you've been receiving and individually receiving. And this is also explaining to you that, in a sense, you are able to travel into different dimensions or travel into different planetary existences, simply for the information gathering purposes, even though at times many of you have presented information into other experiences in other planetary existences. And those are all dimensions of consciousness. Earth is a dimension of consciousness in its multidimensional presence. This is why it is important for you to be consciously present. This is, as you are surrounded in this is fulfilling aspects of you that you have been aware there was more information to be understood. basically, the information is already in you because you are of the cosmic creative presence. And the cosmic codes are always part of the soul. And there is an interchange of all of that as the body form develops and expands. If you are able to present yourself back into the time of your body form being created, and then its first breath into the atmosphere on Earth, you are able to bring in the presentation of the pure cosmic code. And this expands and overwrites some of the distorted codes that might have been part of the development and evolvement of the body form. This is significant because when that is changed and accepts the original coding, this is the way that it changes the reality of Earth, in the sense that it is an upliftment and enlightenment. And this gives rise to the rectification of many of the lower field creations that are seen now in the expanded consciousness view to not be beneficial, or to observe where they are not in accordance with a natural expanding life force and pattern of life, perfectly created in the cosmic coding frequency for all life. There is also the pattern that would be observed as you remember, or you become aware that there were certain life forms that no longer exist. They were there for a purpose. And when they are no longer needed, they are no longer present. It is in a similar way that when the humanoid body of a particular soul is no longer needed, it is no longer presenting itself into the world. It is part of the natural evolutionary process. Yet when the consciousness, when you individually connect to the cosmic consciousness field, and you are enlivened with the intention of your soul, there is an extension of the life form and the life cycle so that you can present the energy and information around you. You are receiving a different aspect from the immersion in the field of the Council of Light energy, and this in turn is uplifting and activating the different aspects of the codes that have already been present, because your soul is present in this body form, enlivening it, receiving this energy and information. It's all about you as a natural receiver of the expanded and connected cosmically to that energy pattern. As you embrace this in your acceptance, you will feel the response in you of the happiness. In your terms, it is the happiness factor the joyful factor, and it is a fact of being fully present, being the cosmic intelligent being present on earth. It is inherent in you. It is the heritage, often referred to in a different way. So this is the pattern that was presented to you in this session. This is what was needed at this time. And it incorporates the expanded energy field that Earth is receiving. All of the consciousness is receiving in that energy matrix field. Remember, you are the receiver in many ways. Thus it is. We withdraw now. Aurum out. Lani speaking again. And, of course, we are all still in that energy field of the Council of Light beings and Aurum and all that they represent in that consciousness field. And it's brought in through what's described as a station of light. So, this again is a different or an expanded experience of the sessions that we receive together. And so this is what you will be bringing back into the presentation of you into this reality of life. So do this by the breath, taking it all into you easily and naturally, right from above your head, right out from your receptors, right out in your energy field. Perhaps you see it as all around your head is an amazing array, like a huge antenna receiving. Anyway, that's my humorous way of seeing things. So bring this down into you and through you, right down, fully grounded in your body, in the earth itself, in the energy field around you, and of course in the present moment as we measure time. Thanks again for being part of this great receiving energy system. This ends this session through the Omega Communications Portal. Thank you.